was a
welcome team. Back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast that reviews the movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 672. And as always, is the nerd you're going to hear to hold the show. That's our wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Monday. That was Raul just giving you a little teaser because we want to double up.
There's going to be a noticeable cut, and I'm going to make that cut. And yeah, today we're here to continue on with our Charlie Chaplin month. I review his 1928 film, The Circus. But before we can get into any of that, Brad, how are you doing?
Doing well, Raul. So, just work today. I watched The Circus last night after WrestleMania.
So. Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah. That wasn't that long, so I was like, okay. I was like, oh, I actually finished this pretty quick.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't have had time to watch it after work today because am I 2 hours? I'm 2 hours now.
Wait, what?
Before you. I'm 2 hours before you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, what do you mean 2 hours? You still, what time do you get out at work?
I get out at work at around 4.
Well, you still would have had the same amount of time in between.
No. Because sometimes half the year I get to go at 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because, Brad, I mean, your 4 is still my 6. So that means you would have 2 hours and 30 minutes to what's it called?
Is that true?
In between.
Math is hard, yeah.
Huh?
Math is hard, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you're not back in time. We're still in the same time. It's just a different number, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because, like, this is at...
Not really.
8:30 Central.
Okay, we're going to go through this, and people are just going to have to listen to this. You're going to have to deal. Audience is going to have to deal. Okay, so I get out of work at 4.
Okay.
I podcast right now at 6:30.
Yes. 2 hours and 30 minutes later.
Yeah. So when the time change happens, I still get at 4, but then I podcast at 7:30.
What the fuck is your problem?
So what? That's the difference. Yes.
But it's like we're still podcasting at the same time.
No, you move the time difference. Arizona does not change.
Yeah.
I was in Arizona. Arizona did not change. You changed.
Yeah, so I just go 1 hour before. So it would still be like 4. It would be five. And it would still be 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Before it was at 7:30 when we podcast my
Yes.
time. And now because it's 6:30.
We were 1 hour behind.
Yeah, now it's 6:30 because we're 2 hours.
Yes, which means that there were still 2 hours and 30 minutes in between that time. Yes, Brad, because when we were podcast at 7:30 your time, aka 8:30 my time, it was 4 when you get out of work, which is 5 my work, which means there's 2 hours and 30 minutes in between that time.
For you.
For you too, motherfucker!
No, 4 to 6:30 is 2 hours and 30 minutes. 4 to 7:30 is 3 hours and 30 minutes.
What the fuck?
Bro, I was going through it right now.
And I didn't go to a state school. Like, I don't know. This is... I hate math.
We both went to state
time school. Is weird. Welcome to the Charlie Chaplin month. Yeah. But I had a great weekend, Brad. What's it called? WrestleMania was incredible. WrestleMania was incredible. I went to the movies. I watched Monkey Man. And
that was good. That looked good.
It was fine.
Okay.
I did not like it as much as Luis liked it. Luis loved it. I thought it was whatever. I thought it was fine. Okay. It was good. It's just, you know, it's very noticeable when you have to cut a movie down. And it's like, that's one of those movies that like, hey, bro, let's start cutting this down, bro.
Ah, got you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, they didn't cut it down.
But I think we should talk about WrestleMania. I think that's the important thing this weekend that happened.
Yeah. WrestleMania was great. You know, a lot of great moments. And, It was a fantastic time, bro. I loved it. It was a, not gonna lie, might just be like top five or top three WrestleManias of all time, bro.
I mean, it's up there.
It really is.
That was a spectacle. I think the Bayley and Io match isn't getting talked about enough.
That was amazing. Up until the main event, that was match of the night.
Yeah, that was amazing. Night one, Gunther and Sammy, freaking awesome. I realize now that I could watch people beat up Logan Paul for 2 hours, 3 hours, and I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
Randy and Kevin could have kept going for like another hour, and I would have been fine watching that.
Yeah. Oh my God. What a great time. Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. But a great time we had. I loved it, every moment of it. Very excited for the future of the WWE, man. But of course, I'm very excited for the future of our podcast as we continue talking about these Charlie Chaplin films, because this week's movie is pretty damn good. I'm not gonna lie, damn good.
I don't know. It's good.
Charlie Chaplin. It's pretty damn good. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I mean, like, so yeah. Let's just go ahead and do this.
Let's just get into it.
All right, Brad. Without further ado, can you please introduce us to the circus?
All right, I forget this is old movie, so we don't do the spoiler alert.
1928, bro. It is very much far from
very, yeah.
Bro, this shit is in public domain.
Yeah, we can make a horror movie with this. So coming from Wikipedia, The Circus is a 1928 silent romantic comedy film written, produced, and directed by Charlie Chaplin. The film stars Chaplin, Al Ernest Garcia, Myrna Kennedy, Harry Crocker, George Davis, and Henry Bergman. I wonder if that's a relation. The ringmaster of an impoverished circus hires Chaplin's little tramp as a clown, but discovers that he can only be funny unintentionally. The production of the film was the most difficult experience in Chaplin's career. Numerous problems and delays occurred, including a studio fire, the death of Chaplin's mother, as well as Chaplin's bitter divorce from his second wife, Lita Gray. And the Internal Revenue Service's claim of Chaplin's owing back taxes, all of which culminated in filming being stalled for 8 months. The Circus was the seventh highest grossing silent film in cinema history, taking in more than $3.8 million in 1928. The film continues to receive high praise. The film's copyright was renewed, so it entered the public, domain on January 1st, 2024. Directed, written, produced, Charlie Chaplin. Starring, we already went through that. Cinematography, Roland Totoro. One of those. Music by Arthur Kay and Charlie Chaplin for the 1967 version. And running time of 70 minutes. Box office, $3.8 million.
Yep.
That's pretty. $3.8 million in 1928.
Yeah.
Wonder what that equated to.
Who the fuck knows, Brad? I'll go ahead and say, though, so this is nowhere near being, like, City Lights level.
The Great Dictator.
Great Dictator, nothing. But I have to say, I still really like this movie. I actually love this movie.
It's funny.
I think that it's very funny. It's very charming, which is, like, what I've learned to really appreciate from Charlie Chaplin. It might not be his best work up against these movies that we've watched recently.
Yeah.
But I have to say that it's still very much like really entertaining. It's really, what's it called? Well written. And I mean, Charlie Chaplin's scores, man, are just freaking incredible, bro. Like, the guy knows how to compose music, man. Like, they're always so great. And he knows how to compose them at least enough to, like, what's it called? Blend well with the actual film that you're watching.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with no talents, and Charlie Chaplin's directed, written, produced, starred,
composed,
and composed. The only thing this man did not do was edit and cinematography.
Yeah, which, you know, kind of hard to
do if you're starring in it to also film yourself.
Yeah,
unless you have like a selfie stick. I don't know.
Yeah. My God, But for sure. I love that, you know, and Chaplin's like charisma, his comedy really lends itself to like the feeling and the atmosphere of the circus.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was expecting like in his career, he had to have made a film about the circus. It's kind of like, you know, Fellini was such a massive fan of the circus, and it really reflects in his films as well. And he made La Strada, where he finally got to like do a movie about the circus. So I was like, Chaplin has that aura and that feeling where it's like, oh, it feels a lot like this guy was like this guy's making movies because he couldn't be a traveling circus. What's it called? Performer.
Yeah. And I mean, it's definitely an environment of almost controlled chaos, I would say, for Chaplin.
Yeah.
Specifically in this movie. I don't rank it's good, but I don't think it ranks up to The Kid, to City Lights, to The Great Dictator. I think those are also, this is also, I believe, an older movie.
It's 28, yeah.
Yeah, for other than, I can't remember. I think, was it The Kid or City Lights? City Lights was in the 30s, I think.
Yeah.
So this is a little older than those. I don't know. It's funny. It's hilarious. The thing starts off hilarious with the maze of mirrors running from the cops, and then to turn and go into and act like one of those moving figures, statues, to try to get away from the police. It's just smart and funny. And I think that's what I've come to love about Chaplin, is it's not ridiculous funny. It's actually smart funny.
And it's just also like the whole tramp character. Like I've learned to really love this tramp character. Like, you know, you've seen them in like City Lights, you've seen them in what's it called, The Kid, and in this one, it's like they're all like very much variations of who like Chaplin comes off as. Like this very art driven guy who like loves his performance art so much, and he loves to make people laugh. But like there's so much there about the human as well. And like in The Kid, you saw about like, you know, friendship and, you know, being a father to a child, a father figure. And in here, it's like a lot about like standing up for yourself as an artist and, you know, also standing up for those who you work with and not letting people kind of push you around. So like, I really like the way that Chaplin kind of shows that through like the character of the tramp.
City Lights, just an overwhelming kindness coming from his character. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think the tramp character is like you said, he's very charming. And, you know, he's like all the good that people should be kind of rolled up into one thing.
Yeah. Makes me wish I had picked Modern Times, because Modern Times I've heard is a really good one as well from him. Maybe he's like a factory worker.
The way we're going, we'll probably have another Chaplin month.
Oh, 1000% bro. Like we're not, what's it called? Stopping here, man. I want more Chaplin, bro. Like I love these movies, man. I like really like these movies. You know, they're not these extravagantly like crafted pieces where, you know, you have like, I can't really comment much on the lighting. I can't really comment much on like framing and stuff, but like it's slapstick humor.
The set pieces and what he uses for props.
Amazing. Great.
It's just normal stuff.
Yeah.
And he makes hilarious things out of it. The barber scene he does in this with just shaving cream. It's great. It's fantastic.
He kept throwing that shit.
Yeah. And like, and you know, moving people from chair to chair. And like, it's just, I mean,
the whole bit with the lion too.
Yeah. The lion.
Is that a real lion, Brad?
Yes. Like, that was a real lion.
That was a real lion.
That's probably the MGM studio lion, if I had to guess.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I mean, throughout the movie, the maze of mirrors with the police, actually, even before that, the whole, how the wallet got in his pocket with the pocket watch, and he's like spending the money and he doesn't know whose it is. And then the guy shows up, and then it just goes into when both of them are running at the same time towards the camera. I'm like, oh, this is really well made. It's really well thought out, well shot, very creative. And that's what I'm finding with Chaplin, is he makes a lot with almost nothing. Like his way of moving and his way of just emoting.
Yeah.
that just delivers everything you need. Because he's funny. He's funny without the props, yeah. And he's even funnier with them.
It's a lost art of the body language. Like, you know, a lot of, you know, there's still a lot of people here who are like amazing facial actors who like don't have to speak a single word of dialogue and you know what they're saying by their face. But, you know, the days of Charlie Chaplin are gone. And I think that a lot of people have forgotten that, you know, that art of that type of performance. And Brad, I'm looking at this. It took about 200 takes. With a real lion, Brad. Oh my God, that is.
You know, the studio's got to, like, their insurance had to be huge.
Oh, 100%.
On this man. Could you put your biggest star in there with an actual lion? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But the little, like, the love story that's kind of in here, well, love lost, I guess, because he's in love and then the girl falls in love. Oh, the freaking monkey scene. I got to bring that up.
The monkey. The fucking monkey.
The fucking monkey's on the trapeze. And I don't know if he was in the air like that or what, but the fact, like, the line comes off and he's just standing there. Swaying about, and then the monkeys come up, and like then there's a monkey tail in his mouth, and I'm just like, this is crazy. This is all just freaking ridiculous. And I mean hilarious, like great scenes throughout this movie. Do I think it's as good as City Lights, as The Kid, as The Great Dictator? No, because I don't think this one has that emotional effect that the previous three we've seen has.
Yeah,
but it is funny.
Yeah, and I have to like give props where like they're due, because everything that he went through in this movie, Brad, like to make this movie, and it still turns out to be really good.
Yeah, that is kind of amazing. Goes through a divorce, goes through what the hell,
his mother's death,
studio fire, divorce. And the IRS, I don't know which of those is worth, probably the IRS. And then it being stalled for 8 months. The fact this movie got made is probably an act of complete heroics from Chaplin.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what I really, like, when I watched this movie, and I was like, what I know about this and reading this about how much it took for him to make this movie, it's like, you know, and he still is able to, you know, give his 110% in the movie. I love it. It's great. I really had a lot of fun with it. I can't, in good, what's it called, conscious, like, put it above any of the movies I've watched this week, this last week.
Yeah.
And The Great Dictator. But I can still say that it's just another example how great Charlie Chaplin is as a performer and as a, what's it called, a storyteller.
Agreed. And, I mean, he does get that towards the end there, whenever the circus leaves him behind. I think you're right in saying, you know, if he had been anything, he probably would have been a circus performer. So this might be 100%. His love letter to that.
Yeah, 100%. And also just how much he cared about, like, workers' rights and how much, like, that was, like, a thing. What's it called? A thing of importance to him. Like,
a thing of importance that didn't exist during this time.
Yeah. So, you know, as I'm seeing, there's a lot of balls that Charlie Chaplin here has. You know, the last movie with the black actor.
Yeah, you had the last movie with the black actor, and you had him freaking making a whole movie making fun of Hitler.
Yeah.
Before Hitler's rise to power, or like right in that time frame.
Yeah. And now this one about like workers' rights, when, you know, that wasn't really a thing that people, you know, were caring about at the time. You know, like child labor laws were still very much not like a very common thing in that time, too. Yeah, but man, I gotta say, man, I like you said, like I said, Brett, I really like this movie, and I can't put it, you know, above, you know, the other films that I've seen from him, and but it's still very very much. I still haven't watched a movie that I don't like from Charlie Chaplin. I still very much enjoyed this one, and that's why I'm gonna go ahead and give this movie an 8.5. I mean, an 8 out of 10. It's right now ranked the lowest, but that's still a really good, what's it called, a number for me to give it, because I really like this movie.
I mean, it's not a bad movie. I'm basically coming to the point where Charlie Chaplin's not missing. But I am also going to give it an 8 out of 10. That was exactly the number I was thinking about giving it.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn great movie, Brad. And I mean, I like you said, Brad, I'm sure that what's it called, that this is not going to be our last month looking at Chaplin. And some people did point out that, like, this is really the closest, like, Chaplin does get to kind of, like, being very Buster Keaton with these movies.
Like very slapstick.
Very slapstick. Like, this is, like, very much, like, Buster Keaton level slapstick.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, to me, what's it called? I was like, okay, I'm like, you're seeing a different side of him. And this is more of him, like, you know, paying mostly an homage to, like, those who came before him.
And, I mean, that this might be the reason why we don't score it as high as the previous three, because the previous three definitely had a more powerful story and more emotion to it than this one.
Yeah.
But this one is still a funny comedy.
Yeah. Like, I don't get how anybody who doesn't already, like, well, like, it's, I don't get how somebody who doesn't already, like, have a, like, if you're going into a silent film saying, I'm not going to like this, I can get why you're going to be like, okay, I don't like it, which I think you're stupid. But, like, if you're going into this movie and you're giving it a chance, I don't see how you don't come out of this absolutely, like, loving this movie.
I mean, and, you know, there are, Raul's mentioned it, there are silent films that have a lot of reading to go with it.
This one had a lot more inner text than the last ones, I'll be honest. Yeah,
but still not a lot.
No,
like, comparatively for other silent movies, this one, I mean, these Charlie Chaplin movies really don't have a lot of reading. Hell, they talk and they don't even put the written text up on what they're saying, because you can kind of figure it out. Like, you get it, you get what they're saying.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I'm still saying, like, for silent films, it's paced really well. Like, it's not dragged out and it's not too fast.
No, and I think it's a really good amount of time for it. And then you add on the music to it, which is really well done.
Yeah.
And I don't really, it's funny. It's just funny to watch, you know, people play great characters on the screen and, you know, their facial and body expressions along with some slapstick in this one. So, if you go in there with preconceived notions, you probably won't like it. But if you just go in there going, let's see, you know, you'll probably find that Charlie Chaplin was one of the greatest actors to ever live.
Yeah. So with that said, that concludes our review of The Circus. And as always, we want to thank you all so much for joining us. You can check us out on TheNerdCore.com, Twitter at TheNerdCore, underscore Instagram and Threads at TheNerdCore, TikTok at TheNerdCore, Patreon.com/TheNerdCore, where you can get this episode live and early, before anybody else gets to watch it on Monday at 12 p.m. I forgot to mention that at the top of the hour. I'm really sorry. But, you know, either way, if you're watching this live, thank you so much. And, you know, you can watch this. You can chat with us in the comments and in the chat and talk with us. So, you know, that's the cool thing about being a patron at the $1 tier. For the lowest money you can give us, where we actually don't even make much money off of that. Like, at the $1 tier, we don't really make a lot of money off of it. Like, to be transparent, where we would actually make a return is on $3 and up. So at the $1, we're kind of like sacrificing here just to give you guys the backlog and the live stream. So you guys check that out. And if you guys want to get the episodes early, we'll be back on Thursday for a review of Angel Heart, which will go live for the public on Saturday at 12 p.m. So, with that said, thank you all so much. And, of course, check out our Discord link in the description below. Leave a comment on the YouTube video. Subscribe to our channel. Click the notification bell so you don't miss another Charlie Chaplin review. And, of course, if you're on the podcast side of things, make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast app of choice and leave a 5-star review. And, that's kind of it for now. That's all I've got for you guys. And, yeah. Brad, I'm loving this month. Wasn't sure what we were going to do this month. And I was like, fuck, Brad, what do we do? And Brad was like, oh, well, it's Charlie Chaplin's birthday. I was like, oh, shit, fuck yeah, let's just do it. And
it was easy.
you know, as somebody who has his only experience with silent films was a documentary that I really did not like at all. I have now grown a massive appreciation for silent film. And it also really makes me sad that, like, a lot of silent films are lost and damaged now beyond repair. Yeah. That we've lost, like, a massive amount of that history of cinema.
Yeah, we're lucky. We're lucky these were kept together by the studios. And, you know, I mean, the work done on these to make these look as they are right now, which is great.
Yep.
I give it to them. I give it to the studios and all the hard workers who put effort into this.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Next thing you know, guys, the Nerdcore might be reviewing the, what's it called? The Great Train Robbery. Fucking movie from 1903.
Whew. Hey, we're good.
Yeah. Hey, never man, as ever. Long as they're good, it don't matter what's called, when they're from.
I mean, and we did a watch along for Nosferatu, so yeah. There's that one.
Yeah. So we're getting more cultured, guys. You know, for so long what we've ignored, we were able to finally do some reviews on it. So I think it'd be fucking awesome if we continue doing these movies and we continue to do some more silent films. So
I mean, I've been liking these movies. These have been great. And specifically Charlie Chaplin's movies. Yeah. So they've been great.
It proved me wrong. I was a little bit apprehensive when I was looking at the schedule. And I was like, Brad, we chose mostly silent films, Brad. And, you know, I was like, okay. Now, I wouldn't go see a movie like this in a theater setting because chances are I wouldn't be able to read it that far back. But watching it on my TV and on my iPad, I'm having a pretty damn good time with it. So with that said, Brad, let's go ahead and get him out of here.
All right, our own thing being host as always. Thank to all those who join us into future chats. Thank our listeners and Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, I still don't know how they got like 10 monkeys in that one thing of luggage. So
fucking lion, dude.
Or the lion. I don't know. Go watch this movie. Young Yoda out.
's not our day. Thank you to our patrons. Thank you to Shane.
Love you.